God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Our God is so good, and I'm very thankful for this day. We're actually coming to the end of my day here in the UK. It's like 9 p.m. on Friday, the 7th of February. And just before I go in and start sorting myself out to have an early night, which I really desire from God. I was like, today, God, I'm going to have a nice early night, nice bath, and just relax. And so before I went to do all of those things, I was just praying, and God said, just share. And I just wanted to share, you know, that I have been meditating all day today of God's creation, of Genesis, how he made and formed the world. His desire to create Adam and Eve and all the living things in the world. And so I just went and started to read. I just read the scriptures, you know, it's good to read the scriptures at times to have a better understanding, and God can give you great wisdom, clarity, joy, hope within that. And so as I was reading, it all started actually today. I was having a wonderful one-on-one with Keely, who is a great leader and laborer for God. She's really walking her life with God, trusting him in every circumstance and situation. Many things she shares with me, and I am just so thankful to God for how he's working in her and how she's trusting him and going to him. And she just comes and she connects with me 2-3 times a week. And we just talk about life, and she'll then just share certain things going on in her life and what God is doing and how she's gone to God. And then she'll ask questions and draw things out of me. And God just gives the perfect words. And today we were talking about words and how powerful our words are. This is a great subject from God. This is great inspiration from God. This is great wisdom from God. That when we understand the power of our words, when we understand that our words are seeds, and that when we plant our seeds, that it's going to grow, and we want our words to grow into the best outcome, the best desires, God's heavenly growth to happen in our life rather than the world and the situations going on in the world. So we were talking a lot about seeds, and God was bringing it out of me in such a way that when we plant the seeds of faith, like when we speak God's words, when we speak God's logic, it's not just words of positivity, you know, but it's God's truth. And we can gain a lot of God's truth from his scriptures, from his graphe, and we can speak those words over our life. So if we're having a negative thought or a negative situation, we can counteract that with the truth of God's word, the truth of God's logic. Now, most of the time, God will energize you through his spirit, and he will give you perfect words to speak in your situation, to speak in lifetime. Remember that every word is proceeding out of the mouth of God. But if you feel like you need to go to the scriptures and speak those scriptures over your life, you can do that also. Everything's done by inspiration. Everything's done and led of the Spirit of God, and he will direct your step and your path on what to do and how to do it. Everyone is individual, but God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he gives us the perfect answers. So when we start to sow seeds of faith, you know, we say, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. When we continue to speak those words over our life, or my God goes exceedingly abundantly above all I ask or think, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Like, these are all written down in God's scriptures. And when we start to speak it and declare it and have faith behind it, we're planting great seeds, and those seeds are going to grow into greatness. Great confidence, great peace, great hope, great clarity, great vision, great desires, great outcomes. Like, Because everything from God is great, everything from God is good. And when we practice to speak God's logic rather than our own, then we experience great and mighty things in our life. Because we know words are very powerful. We know that death and life are in the power of our tongue. So anyway, when we're speaking and we're declaring every day, it doesn't mean you have to get up and just speak many good words. You can do that, which is really great. But throughout the day, like when you have a thought come, you cast that imagination down because it's trying to exalt itself above the knowledge of God. And then you replace it with what God says in regards to that negative thought or that negative situation. You don't let that negative thought or that negative situation spew out of your mouth. And sometimes it will, and there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. You know, we don't dwell on those things. We don't think, oh, I said this bad thing and now these things are going to happen. No, you don't think like that. Like, really, you are free in Christ, and Christ has given us such great authority and wisdom by saying, like, you have no condemnation. Like, leave those thoughts, leave those feelings, and just keep moving forward. We can get stuck sometimes by dwelling on the past, dwelling on what we've done, dwelling on what we've said, dwelling on negative things, and that is not God's will, plan, or desire for your life. He wants you to really meditate day and night on Him and His words. Anyway, when we're speaking words of life, words of hope, words of peace, we're planting seeds. And those seeds are going into the depths of our heart. And then what happens, our heart becomes a garden. And as we plant those seeds start to grow. And then as those seeds are growing in our heart, they start to come more and more and more out of our mouth. So our words are more of what God speaks and how Jesus would have spoke. And our words are spirit and life, energized by the living God, and then we start to manifest great and wonderful things. But what we do, and what we all need to practice not to do, and God will show you what to do in your life, in your situation, is when we plant seeds in our heart, we then try to dig them up the next day. We then think, oh, look, I planted this apple seed and nothing's growing. Where's the apples? God, you promised apples. But you haven't given that seed time to be watered, to be nurtured, to have sunlight, to have every nutriment that it needs to be able to grow. And we know with any seed that God has given us, physical or spiritual, it needs time to germinate. It needs time to grow. It needs time to develop. It needs time to mature. And then when that seed starts to grow, then the fruit comes. Then the fruit is manifested. And so, it's the same with our words. When we plant our seed, we don't want to be digging it up, concerned or worried. Why ain't that seed growing? Well, I'm confessing, I'm saying the right thing, I'm doing this, but I'm not seeing results. Like, you have to keep sowing. You have to keep speaking words of life. You have to keep speaking the words from God. You have to keep sowing and grow and letting your seeds grow. Not dig it up with negative words, negative declarations, negative thoughts. And then the more that you practice this, the more you start to see the fruit grow. Then it becomes contagious because you're like, wow, like God, this is your promises and this is what's available. So I'm going to do it more. And I've noticed in my life, everything that God has proved in my life has become very contagious. Because I just want more and more and more of God's logic, God's wisdom, God's understanding. And when we practice it and we break through the barriers and we break through the unbelief and we break through people's opinions and situations and we break through all of those things, then we come into the land flowing with milk and honey. And then we're like, wow, and we want to keep going. Then it's like a race, you know, like you're racing for more and more, but in a good way, not in a negative way. Like God gives the faith. Like you don't have to work hard for faith. You don't have to work hard for God's love. You don't have to work hard to speak God's word. You don't have to work hard to read his scriptures. You don't have to work hard to go to fellowship. Nothing is hard with God. If you're trusting him and leaning on him and desiring his plan for your life, everything will be very easy. Everything will be very smooth, and you'll be able to be steadfast in all that you do. So anyway, we were speaking about words, me and Keely today, and the impact of a seed growing, and when that seed grows, it bears much fruit, and then we get to eat of that fruit. You know, we get to nourish that fruit and live great and awesomeness in our life. And so then it brought me back to Adam and Eve and how the serpent or the devil, he tempted them or deceived them with such a subtle word. It was so subtle. God said, if you eat from the tree of good and evil, you shall die. But the devil's come along and said, if you eat, you will not die. No, you won't die. Such a change in the word, very, very subtle. And if we're not spiritually aware and spiritually awake, then we won't recognize how subtle that is. Like God says you will, and the devil says you won't. It's very, so when God brought this out of me today, I went back and started reading the scriptures and seeing more in depth of how that whole situation came to pass, and that actually when God said to Adam and Eve, you will surely die, they didn't physically die at that moment. Their flesh didn't die, even though God did say to Adam that out of the dust of the ground you came, and out of the dust of the ground that is where you will go. Because when God created his creation and created Adam and Eve, they would have lived forever and ever. They were in paradise. They would have not got sick, they didn't need clothes, they didn't need anything. They had everything there. God gave them everything, and their physical bodies would never have died. But because of them going against God and eating from the tree, then it brought sin, immorality, health problems, shame, discouragement, all those other things that come from the devil into their life. And then they would have toiled from the ground, women having travail in labor. And then, you know, we know the story. Those who know God, those who know his plan and his desire, we know what happened and we know what came from the fall. But praise be to God, he had a plan. He always has a plan. And if I can encourage you anything today, God has a plan. He has a plan for your life. And God's plan will never fail. And if we trust and look unto him and desire his way, the plan for your life will not fail. It will come to pass. And so he had a plan, and that plan was Jesus Christ. And now anyone who makes him Lord and believes in their heart that God raised him from the dead and live holy unto God, we get to have this life where we don't have to experience the things that the world has experienced, that creation has experienced since Adam and Eve sinned. We no longer have to have shame. We no longer have to live in immortality, fear, worry, doubt. And you know, yes, one day our physical body will go back to the dust of the ground, this physical body that we have in this earth. But what does God say? We're going to have a brand new body, brand new body. And we're going to have a new home, a new heaven and earth. And we're going to never die. We're never going to perish. And we're going to live just like Adam and Eve could have lived in the very beginning. And guess what? We're not going to have any serpent. He's already crushed, but he's going to be bound. Like, there's going to be no serpent. There's going to be no deception. There's going to be no trickery. There's going to be no lies. It's going to be the purest of the purest of purest of time. And God has already made everything perfect in us now. We don't have to wait for that time to live a life that is perfect, holy, happy, healthy, prosperously exciting. We can live that life right now, but we have great hope. We have hope that Jesus Christ has given us the authority in believing that we're going to have a new body and we're not going to perish. So all of these things came from a little conversation that I had, and that it was one word, one subtle word that damned the whole of creation at that time. But thanks be to God for his plan. And now his logic is speak life, don't speak death. Plant seeds, you know, seed time and harvest. Sow seeds of faith, sow seeds of expectation. Speak my word, you know, let my words proceed out of your mouth. And don't be tricked. Don't be tricked by subtle influences or subtle wording or subtle desires or subtle things. Now, we can have those things, and God doesn't want us worrying, oh, is this the right word? Is that not the right word? Is this the right thing? He doesn't want us to have a suspicious mind, but he wants us aware. And you know, the greatest thing with God, when we are walking by that Spirit, we'll be fully aware. We'll be able to discern perfectly if the word is from God or if the word is from the devil or through the things in the world. We'll be able to know if it's good and it's going to bring forth good fruit, or if it's bad and it's going to kill off the fruit. So let's all really keep trusting God with our whole heart. Keep sowing your words of faith. Meditate on him day and night. Let the words of Jehovah seep down into your heart, so that when it's needed, it will come out of your mouth and it will flourish and grow everything that you are putting your heart and hands to. Because God is with you. He is absolutely with you. And he has a perfect plan for each and every one of us. He doesn't want us deceived. He doesn't want us tricked. He doesn't want us saying the bad things. And he definitely doesn't want us sowing great words, sowing great seeds, and then the next day and the day after we're out there digging it up because we have no faith or we have no belief or we're not trusting or we're worrying or we're doubting because what we're praying for and what we're sowing into the ground, we're not seeing the result of that just yet. Like, if you faint not, you know, and don't be weary, you will reap a great harvest, a great abundance, a great life, because this is God's master plan for your life. So anyway, this all came from a conversation that I had today, and it was just really in my heart to share it. And I'm going to say goodnight to you all. Have a wonderful day, evening, night, and morning as you wake up. Give your desires to God. Keep trusting in his plan. Don't look at what you can see. Don't be conformed to this world. And cast down every imagination, every thought that's trying to exalt itself above the knowledge and word and declaration of our God. And this is in my heart to share. God bless you all.